How are y'all today?
Good.
Good? All right. Well.
Man, I saw your message coming.
Yeah, she's gone. She said, not the plagues. All right. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Good. All right. Hey, your English is getting good. Good. How about you, Marlena? Is your Spanish getting better? No? Oh, man. Okay. So today, we are going to look at some plagues. We've been talking about the plagues, okay? Have you ever heard of the plagues? You heard of the plagues? Okay, good. Good. So some yes and some no, okay? All right. So we're going to be looking in Exodus chapter 8 here in a second. We're going to be reading verses 16 through 32. But do y'all know what the second plague was? Y'all know what the second plague was? So there's 10 plagues, right? There was 10 of them. Do you remember what number two was? The animals dying. Almost. almost. I had to go backwards a page or two, so I'm kind of throwing you off. What is it? What eran?
Las amas.
Las ranas. Los sapos. Eh? Okay, so it was a plague of frogs, right? So can you imagine everywhere you went, there were frogs and you were stepping on them and they were croaking as you stepped on them, right? And so you would just grab your pen, right, and just throw them in there and just, you know, start frying them up. No? No, huh? Have you ever had frog legs? No? Okay, me neither. I'd like to try them one day, though. They say it tastes like snake, right? Everything tastes like snake, right? So, okay, you ready? All right, so who was really in control in Egypt? Okay, was it Pharaoh or the Lord?
The Lord.
The Lord, that's right, okay? So the Lord is always the right answer, right? Okay, so Pharaoh was Egypt's ruler. He was the king at the time, right? But his power was very limited. God was really in control of Egypt, okay? God rules all nations in his sovereign will, okay? Satan can do nothing without God's permission, okay? So Satan can do nothing without God's permission. In Exodus chapter 8, we're going to read something here. Here's three questions I'm going to ask, okay? And I want you to pay attention to. So I want you to see if you can remember the answers. What was the third plague with which the Lord punished Egypt, okay? What was the third plague? Remember, there was 10 of them. We're going to look at number 3. What was the fourth plague with which the Lord struck Egypt? That's number 4. Okay. Could Pharaoh's magicians copy this miracle? Okay. We want to look at that one. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's go to Exodus chapter 8. I'm not sure why I'm in 11, but 8. Huh? Oh. Okay. All right. Here we go. 8:16 through 32. And God's word says, then Yahweh said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust off the earth, that it may become gnats through all the land in Egypt. Okay? And they did so, and Aaron stretched out his hands with the staff and struck the dust of the earth, and there were gnats on men and beasts. Okay? All the dust of the earth became gnats through all the land of Egypt. Then the magicians did the same with their secret arts in order to bring forth gnats. But they could not. So there were gnats on men and beasts. Okay? And the magicians said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart was hardened with strength, and he did not listen to them as Yahweh had spoken. And Yahweh said to Moses, rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he comes out of the water, and you will say to him, thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. For if you do not let my people go, behold, I will send a swarm of flies on you and your servants and your people and into your houses. And the houses of the Egyptians will be full of swarm of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. But on that day, I will make a distinction for the land of Goshen, where my people are living, so that no swarms of flies will be there, that they may know that I, Yahweh, am in the midst of the land. And I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow, okay, this sign will happen. Then Yahweh did so, and there came heavy swarms of flies into the house of Pharaoh and the house of his servants, and the land was laid waste because of the swarms of flies in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Go, sacrifice to your God within the land." But Moses said, "It is not right to do so, for we will sacrifice to Yahweh our God what is an abomination to the Egyptians. If we sacrifice what is an abomination to the Egyptians before their eyes, will they not then stone us?" Okay. "We must go a 3 days journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to Yahweh our God as he says to us." And Pharaoh said, "I will let you go that you may sacrifice to Yahweh your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away. Entreat for me." Then Moses said, "Behold, I am going out from you, and I shall entreat Yahweh that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. Only may Pharaoh not deal deceitful again in not letting the people go to the sacrifice to Yahweh, go to sacrifice to Yahweh. So Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated Yahweh, and Yahweh did according to the word of Moses and caused the swarms of flies to depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. Not one remained. Then Pharaoh hardened his heart with firmness this time also, and he did not let the people go. Okay, that was a lot, right? Okay, all right. All right, so what was the third plague on which the Lord punished Egypt? Do you remember? No? Bugs, right? Small bugs. The Hebrew word behind this does not tell us whether the bugs were lice, gnats, fleas, or some other small pest, okay? ¿Sí entendieron? Okay? Que no sabemos si eran pulgas, eran piojos, o eran hormigas, no sabemos qué era, okay? Pero it was a little bug, okay? Algo que fastidia, something that would probably bother them, right? Irritate them. Okay, whatever they were, they resulted in a nasty plague that tormented the Egyptians, okay? All right, that's number three. All right, what was number four? What was the number four? Flies? Yes, yeah, swarms of filthy flies, right? These were disgusting, annoying, and could spread disease. Probably like these biting flies. Have you ever had a fly land on you and it bites you? You never had a fly bite you? Oh, I have. It hurts. So, could Pharaoh's magicians copy this miracle? Could they do it? You remember the story? They could? Nope, not this one. They could not copy it, okay? They were forced to confess. Remember, they said it was what? They said it was the finger of God that did this, okay? That they couldn't do it, okay? They could not copy it. They couldn't make gnats or flies, okay? Or bugs. They couldn't make bugs. Okay, so God struck the Egyptians with a third and fourth plagues to further show his glorious power, okay? So if God could only do this, he is showing his power to them, okay? There was one guy who wrote a song, okay? And his song says this: God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. You're like, what? Like, what does that mean, right? So anyways, what he's saying is that God's wonders, we see them. Do we ever see God's wonders in storms? What do we see when it rains and it storms? Water. Water and what else? What comes from the sky? What else? Lightning, right? It's beautiful. You ever seen when they take the pictures and the lightning is going across the picture? It looks beautiful, huh? So we see that all that is God's hand. That's his beauty in creation, okay? But God has at times done mighty miracles that with no natural explanation, right? People can explain the clouds and the thunder and the lightnings, right? But sometimes they can't explain it, like this moment here, okay? So, whenever you see that it says this is the finger of God, it just means that it's something that only God can do, okay? Only God can do. So, it was the magicians of Pharaoh, who were actually led to proclaim this truth. They tried to copy the third plague, remember? just like they had done with the first two. But this time they could do nothing. They couldn't do it, okay? Only God can make the bugs, the lice or the gnats come out from the dust, right? So Satan may be able to do signs and wonders, but they are nowhere near as impressive as God's. We see this in the New Testament. Remember when Peter, he cut the ear off of who? Not Peter, but Peter did. He cut the ear off of who? Remember in the garden? So they went to go arrest Jesus. The soldier pulls out his sword, his little knife, or Peter does, I'm sorry, and he swings it and cuts the soldier's ear off. Christ picks it up and he says, hey, puts it back on, right? Can the magicians do that? No, only God can do that, right? Because God is the creator, okay? But that happened. That happened in the New Testament, okay? So very, very beautiful, okay? God is showing us his power here and what he can do. Now, these plagues are unique, for they are expressions of God's judgment, okay? So God is judging them, right? So that's why he's doing this. Imagine if you showed up at your house and there was gnats and bugs everywhere. Would that be a blessing or would that be like a pain? That'd be a pain, huh? Would it be fun to have flies in your house everywhere? No, right? So like, what did I do, Lord, that I deserve all these flies in my house, right? Maybe you should clean your rooms. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. They have several purposes in God's holy will. Okay. They publicly display the glorious power of God to his praise, right? They praise God, making himself known through his works. Okay, so even though for the people that was meant as a curse, it was meant to glorify God, and he revealed himself to those people through these plagues. Okay, so, and also he showed power over the demons, okay, or the demonic side. The fake people, the fake magicians, they couldn't repeat it, but God could. So that showed that he had a higher power than them. Okay, so they were God's punishment on the sins of Egyptians, especially for their idol worship. What's idol worship? You know what idol worship is? No? Okay. Cuando, ¿cómo se dice? Adoremos algo falso que es.
Contra
Dios. Sí, exacto. Es un, ¿cómo dicen? ¿Un ídolo? ¿Ídolo? ¿Cómo? Ah, sí. Es lo que es, okay? So, God is against that. God is against idolatry, right? So, and they were also treating his people wrongly, okay? So, most of all, God used the plagues to judge the workers and works of the devil and to redeem his people from their slavery, okay? They won fame for God and his people among the nations. We saw that in Deuteronomy, or see that in Deuteronomy. So, the plagues showed that God had a special care and love for his people because the Lord, beginning especially with the fourth plague, began to make a clear difference. Remember when he sent out the plagues, it only happened to Pharaoh's people and not his people, right? So God's sovereign care extends over all his creation, but he has a special care and love for his people. Okay, it's us, okay? So again, here's some questions. What does the magician's inability to copy these plagues show us? So because they couldn't do these miracles, because the magicians couldn't do these miracles, what does that tell us about them versus God? God is more powerful, right? Okay. When we see God's judgment, how should we respond? How should we respond? Okay, we should glorify God, right? Be humbled for our sins, okay? Turn from our wrongdoing. Sometimes there is a judgment and we have to turn and go a different direction. Sometimes it's a waking up, right? Okay, so the point is to go, God is drawing our attention to go a different direction, okay? Do God's people have to fear his judgment against the world? When God judges the world, should we, his Christians, need to be scared? No, right? We don't. Because the Lord protects his people, okay? So that not a hair on our head will perish. And that's in Luke chapter 21. So anyways, plagues can be a blessing and they can also be a judgment, okay? Depending on what side of the fence you're on, okay? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for today. I pray that We can see, Lord, that sometimes your judgment, Lord, are ways to call you home, to call us back, are ways to get us to repent. And then sometimes, Lord, our hearts are hardened and we don't repent. Then we have to deal with the consequences, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we find ourselves in any of these situations, that we repent, we come to you, make things right, Lord, and to continue under your cover, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being the Father, Lord, of all believers and the creator of all creatures, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.